The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
There was a notable drop in the number of TV licences issued in the first week of July compared with the same time last year. The number issued dropped by 27%. The fall in TV licence numbers comes as RTE has been embroiled in controversy over the publication of inaccurate figures for presenter Ryan Tuberty's earnings. The figures were released by the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, in reply to a parliamentary question from Fine Gael TD Brendan Griffin, our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
There were 5,837 fewer TV licences issued during June and the first week of July than there was in the same period in 2022. This equates to revenue of around €930,000, and there have been calls on government to put a contingency plan in place to address the loss. The decline in licences is most pronounced in the opening week of this month, when 4,191 fewer licences were issued in comparison to this time last year. Brendan Griffin, who sits on the Oireachtas Media Committee, believes a significant proportion of the population has lost confidence in RTE. RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst said the new leadership team was working hard to rebuild trust in the organisation and will continue to do so. He also thanked hard-working staff, who he said, despite everything, remained focused on producing great programming and content for audiences across television, radio and online.
Ireland has become warmer, wetter and sunnier over the last 30 years. That's according to a new summary by Met Aaron of the changes to our climate in the period from 1991 to 2020. Colin O'Sullivan reports.
The average air temperature in Ireland over the 30 years up to 2020 was 9.8 degrees Celsius. That's 0.7 of a degree higher than the previous 30-year period up to 1990. The rise in temperature was observed across all four seasons. Rainfall also increased by 7% in those years, with the north and west seeing the biggest rises. While the east of the country was wetter, it was not to the same extent. There was also more sunshine, with an average of 63 more hours per year, a 5% increase. May was the sunniest month and the month which saw the greatest temperature increase, an average of 1 degree. December was the dullest month, while October saw the lowest mean temperature rise, just 0.2 degrees. Winter and autumn were the wettest seasons, with spring the driest. Met Aaron says these changes are consistent with previously published projections for how climate change will impact Ireland.
A heatwave is continuing across southern Europe, with temperatures in the central Mediterranean expected to peak today. In Greece, near the capital Athens, 1,200 children were evacuated from holiday camps after a forest fire flared in strong winds near a popular beach town. Forecasters say the temperature on the Italian island of Sardinia could reach 48 degrees Celsius. They're warning the extreme heat could continue for a further 10 days in Italy. Hot weather alerts are also in place across most of Spain. Ukraine says a wave of Russian drone and missile strikes on its southern coast has damaged port and industrial infrastructure in Odessa. Officials said air defences destroyed more than two dozen drones and missiles, but the debris from shooting them down damaged port facilities, as well as several private homes. The Odessa region has the Black Sea terminals that were key to the expired grain export agreement between Moscow and Kyiv that Russia refused yesterday to extend. In his nightly address, President Zelensky said no nation has the right to destroy the food security of another country. He said Ukraine would continue exporting grain without Russia if necessary.
Everyone has a right to stability, be it Africa, Asia or Europe. And therefore we must all care about security, about protection from Russian madness. And the Black Sea Grain Initiative can and should keep operating. If without Russia, then without Russia.
Russia says it has repelled a Ukrainian drone attack in Crimea a day after an attack on the bridge linking occupied Crimea with Russia. The defence ministry in Moscow said air defences destroyed 17 drones and another 11 were intercepted and that no damage or casualties was caused. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin will pay tribute to the legacy of Nelson Mandela during a visit to a township in South Africa today. Mr. Martin, who is on a five-day visit to South Africa and Mozambique, will also meet the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, who played a key role in the creation and implementation of the Good Friday Agreement. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Spells of rain in most areas this morning. The rain heavy in places, especially in the south, with some spot flooding. The rain will gradually clear eastwards during the late morning and afternoon. Brighter and drier to follow, but some possibly heavy showers. Highest temperature 17 to 20 degrees.